Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Respects. 3-2 is blasted way, way back to right field. And that hits off the third deck. A titanic blast from Kyle Schwarber. My goodness, there's number 16 on the season. And that is a way to hit number 300.
Boom! What a shot in the ninth inning by Schwarber. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the Phillies win last night, the opener out in Colorado. A low-scoring game until the eighth, and the Phillies, they start hitting with the boom home run, and then they add on with Turner, and then the ninth inning, Kyle Schwarber, Hugh, his 300th career home run, number 16 on this season, and that one was a blast last night.
Yeah, the price of the brick keep going up every time that cat hit a home run. It's 16 on the season?
That's 16.
16 on, yeah, the 300th. His 300th home run? Yeah, price of the brick going up.
Well, it is. It continues to go up. Let's hear Schwarber last night. Some MVP chants for Schwarber out in Colorado last night.
Probably one of the best things was you reaching 300 career home runs. I know this is about the team, but congratulations on that. I mean, and to do it the way you would do it, hitting it 466 feet.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's it's a cool accomplishment. It really is, and it's fun to, wish could have done it at home, but we got a nice little home crowd here right here.
Yeah.
How about that? Kyle Schwarber getting MVP chance. I mean, that doesn't happen around here very often for anyone but Bryce Harper, but Schwarber's earned them the way he's hit so far this season. 16 home runs, as Hugh has mentioned. And then Schwarber, after the game, kind of just taking stock of where he is and where he's going in his career.
They asked me, what would 12-year-old Kyle think if he would hit 300 homers? I would have said probably not, right? But, I always loved the game, and, I didn't know what it would hold, but it's been really gracious to me, and been around a lot of really good people, and a lot of people that have helped me out be the player that I am right now, and hopefully a lot more to the player that's going to be coming here in the future.
Well, that future's still very bright. I mean, Hugh, you could now kind of see a path for him where he ends up with 500 career home runs. I mean, he's averaging 40-plus homers a year since he got here. He might hit 50 this year.
Yeah.
He's been incredible. And, Hugh, I know Bryce Harper's gotten hot right now, and we're going to check in with Kyle's hair, which is about to be buzzed off. But so far this season, even with this hot streak from Bryce Harper, who has picked it up over the last week or so, I'm ready to say that over the last year, something has changed here. And it used to be, we just said it without even thinking, the best hitter on the Phillies was Bryce Harper. The best hitter on the Phillies for me now, and it's Schwarber. Been this way for a year, is Kyle Schwarber. He's the best hitter on the Phillies now.
Yeah. And I said this about a week ago, we were talking about it. Remember when I said something about there's been a power shift?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably, Bryce is probably dealing with that because he's always been the focal point of this team. When I turn on the television now, and I know it's because of the situation that he's in, the fact that, he's up for a contract and everything like that. But he's hitting well, and he is the leader of this team. That's why every home run that he hits and moving forward, and the more MVP chance that he gets moving forward, if you don't hurry up and sign that man, it's going to be hard, hard for them to try to sign him. If you don't sign him now. When he hits free agency, it's going to be almost impossible to sign him.
I agree. I think it just gets harder every day. I mean, and I think now we're at the point where he's very likely to get to free agency. 215-592-9494. By the way, Phillies now back in first place. Mets lose again last night in Boston. We kind of felt this about a week ago. The Mets schedule got real hard all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Yankees, Red Sox, they play the Dodgers this weekend. The Phillies should, when the Phillies come back home next week, they should be in first place. They're in first place now. They should hold that. They get to play the Rockies and the A's. Remember, the Mets are going through it. Soto's not running out anything anymore.
They ain't happy.
They are flipping out up in New York. So it's an opportunity for the Phillies to stack wins
what
here.
What like, 800 million?
About that, yeah. Close to it.
How ain't not happy?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's going through, but he's not running the ball out when he hits it. They're not happy with him.
I would be so happy whenever day they get paid. I would just be so happy.
But would you mail it in is the question.
No, I definitely wouldn't mail it
in.
Yeah, you would. No, I wouldn't. Because I got $800 million to make it right.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Guaranteed $800 million.
Well, what happened in Jacksonville?
I was banged up. I was banged up.
Well, that's for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Best hitter on the Phillies right now is Schwarber or Harper? Kyle?
It's Bryce Harper.
Mm.
It is. Mm-hmm. Now, Schwarber's having a better season. Fine. Sure. Schwarber's also having a better season than Juan Soto, isn't he? Is Schwarber
he
a better
is.
Hitter than Juan Soto?
No.
He's a better hitter right now.
I mean, look.
But the gap between Harper and Schwarber is pretty big.
It's not that crazy. Harper has a better batting average than him this year, with him being as bad as he was.
Yeah.
His on-base percentage, pretty close, actually. I think Schwarber is, let's see, Schwarber's 389, Harper's 376.
Okay.
And Harper's pretty much sucked this year. And it's still that close. Now, Schwarber has a big OPS because he's depositing the ball in the seats chance he gets.
That's right.
Right. But, like, Harper, it's still, well, first of all, it's still early on in the season. And Harper has plenty of time to get going. I think he will get going. He looks like he's starting to get going, at least in terms of making contact with the ball.
Okay.
I think we're going to see the turn. And Harper is still going to end the season probably as a better, you know, he might not have the home run totals that Schwarber does, but he never really has. He's not a huge home run hitter the way that Kyle Schwarber is. Schwarber's doing what he's best at right now. Harper will round out into the all-around better hitter, I think, by the end of the season.
So if you go back to the start of last year, because that's when I think it started to switch. I think Schwarber took Schwarber leveled up last year. Harper really didn't level down last year. He just was Bryce Harper. Obviously, Harper's not had a great season so far. Schwarber is. Since the start of last year, their numbers are pretty close. Like, their OPS is almost identical, but the Schwarber does have 17 more home runs.
Yeah. But we knew that when we signed Schwarber that he was going to be the biggest home run hitter on the team.
I know, but the gap's pretty big.
It's sure, but like Schwarber's going crazy right now.
Yep.
Like, and look, I'm not trying to diminish Schwarber.
I thought you were a Schwarber guy.
No.
Wow.
Well, I am.
I think you're just trying to justify shaving your head at your mustache.
I'm just not getting ahead of myself here. Like, Harper's still overall a better player.
So we're hyperbole. Basically, that's what you're trying to say.
I think it's just a little.
Prison bit. Been going on for over a year.
Maybe, but Harper was a 285.
I mean, I give you
average
prisoner,
last year.
Prisoner of the moment.
Schwarber's like
that.
A 240 hitter.
I give you that. I give you prisoner of the moment because right now, as of today, he's better hitter.
All right. Since the start of last season, OBP 374 Harper, 371 Schwarber. Slugging even. Home runs Schwarber. It's pretty darn close. Runs batted in Schwarber. Schwarber did a lot of that out of the leadoff spot.
Right,
obviously.
But Harper's going to hit for more average. Like, Harper's a more well-rounded hitter.
Yeah.
If you ask me who would I, like, if I want one person at bat on this team right now, tonight, and we need a home run or a big hit, it's Kyle Schwarber.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that necessarily Schwarber is a better hitter or a better offensive player than Bryce Harper.
All
right. I think that's pushing it a little bit.
I don't know. 215-592-949. If you could weigh in on this as well, has Kyle Schwarber surpassed Bryce Harper? Is he now the Phillies' best hitter? I mean, I'll just put it this way. For the rest of the season, you tell me there's a big moment, and I know that Bryce Harper's had huge moments as a Philly, obviously what he did in the postseason in 2022 and getting them to the World Series. You tell me there's one at-bat. I want the bat in Schwarber's hands, too. I feel like he's been their best offensive player for a long time.
You're looking at it, I guess, the same way I'm looking at it, consistency.
Yep.
It just looks like he's been a steady wave.
He hits lefties, he hits righties.
Yeah, he's just been steady.
Yep.
Bryce, to Kyle's point, he's a better player, no question about that. But
and he plays the field, so he's more value.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, all of that. But right now, if I had one at-bat and I had to, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but if I had to, you know, put my stake on one individual, it would be horrible.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What's interesting, so I looked this morning on FanDuel, the MVP odds. They have the same MVP odds, 80-1 each. I mean, I think there's some value on
Kyle
Schwarber.
And that's as bad as Harper's been.
I know. Well, part of it...
I might go ahead and bet that.
Yeah, part of it is... Schwarber's a DH, so he's going to have to hit a lot to actually win the award because he's going up against
but,
all
I mean,
the other
Ohtani
guys.
Wins as a DH.
I know, but he hit 50 home runs and stole 50 bases. It's hard to win as a DH. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? Harper, Schwarber, who's the Phillies' best hitter? I just think it's been going on for the better part of a year. If it was just this season, I would say you're right. Give it time. It'll even out. Harper probably surpasses him. I don't know. I mean, it's been going on since the beginning of last season. I think the best hitter on the team has been Kyle Schwarber, and it's just continued. He has 60. Guys, he's on pace for over 50 home runs. And I understand Kyle's point that Harper's probably going to finish with a better batting average and is well-rounded. Mm-hmm. You give me 50 home runs. I mean, Bryce Harper's never even hit 40 in a season. I think maybe once he hit 40 in a season, like, when he was a national.
That's kind of my point. Like, we're just now saying that Schwarber's a better hitter than Bryce Harper because he's hitting a lot more home runs. He's always hit more home runs than Bryce. That's not that. That doesn't change.
I know, but the gap is getting bigger.
I know.
If Schwarber hits in the 50s and Harper hits 28, that's huge.
But that's because Harper's having a bad season. Schwarber's having a better season than Bryce Harper is at the plate right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call him a better hitter.
I would do that.
Just like I said, Soto. He's not a better hitter than Soto, but he's having a better season than him.
I agree with the way you frame that, but Soto was great last year. Like, if you look at Schwarber and Soto over the last year plus, it's still Soto. All right, 215-592-9494. Tush push. Gut feeling on it. Is it gone, or are the Eagles going to get the votes to keep this thing in the NFL? Hugh and I both feel this thing is gone. It's as good as gone. The Schwarber-Harper thing, as Schwarber hits number 300 last night, you know, it's remarkable the power that Schwarber's hit for in his career. I always think it's sneaking up on us. I looked this morning, at-bat per home run in the history of Major League Baseball. Schwarber is now top six ever in terms of hitting, like, the rate of home runs he hits. He's an all-time power hitter. I think he's a better hitter right now than Bryce Harper and has been for a year. And your guesses for Hugh's clues. The first clue was, it's a chain. I haven't looked at the YouTube comments.
Store chain. Yeah, they probably can.
Well, they should.
I mean, it's fine. Mm. I mean, that's what they do. I would not. At this point, how long have we been doing this? Almost a month.
For the YouTube audience?
Yeah.
A little over a month.
Yeah. I would be surprised if they didn't kill me.
Well, it's not just them. It's anyone listening anywhere. On Odyssey, in their car. I mean, they're annoyed at you because they want to win this gift card.
You know what I say to that?
Yeah.
Rent free. That's my new phrase. When they say stuff like that and they get mad, I just say rent free.
That's a solid response.
It's a super solid response. Rent free.
Or you could take the criticism and be better.
They'd be like, that. I can't even say the word I want to say, but it starts with an A.
You know what I do to my friends now? If I'm trying to say something like that, I just send the house and the brain emoji.
Rent free.
Oh, rent free. Yeah. In your head.
Home in your brain.
Yeah. But you're going to start doing that?
Yeah, rent free.
Yeah, rent free.
Rent free.
Let's go to Paul, who's up on WIP. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, sorry about last time I called. Steve said after I got off, I must have been called from space.
You sound you got your mumble.
Yeah.
Your little mumble.
A little underwater there. Let's put Paul back on hold. We'll get him back up. Sean in Jersey talking a little Schwarber and Harper. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Joe. Hugh, how you doing?
Good, Sean. What's up? Man?
Not bad. Real quick before I get to the Schwarber point, the tush push, Hugh, isn't that technically a chop block?
The tush push?
Yeah.
No, the chop block.
Your lineman's going down, but you're going for the legs, though.
Well, no, because let me just tell you, when I think of the chop block, it's when a defensive lineman is engaged with a lineman and then another one comes and chops. It's not – I don't view the tush push as that.
I I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody has their own personal opinion on it, but I think it's going to go, honestly. But real quick on the Schwarber thing,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a little early for the whole MVP chant. I mean, it's only, what, May?
Don't be mad. The fans did that. Don't be mad at us.
Never too early.
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, but if you want to, if he can sustain that all year and maybe hit 40, 50, okay, I'd say it. But, I mean, another question. What do you think of him being the home run derby?
Schwarber.
I'd love it. Yeah, I think it'd be awesome if he was in it. I don't get worried about the, you know, some people say some guys after the home run derby they don't hit as well or the curse
happened,
of it.
It happened to Bohm.
Yeah, but Bohm's not a home run hitter. So I think that maybe he changed his swing. I don't think Schwarber would have to do that. Sean, I'd be cool with it.
But that was my question. I mean, he gets in a home run derby and we're all, you know, happy go lucky and, you know, he's in a home run derby and maybe he wins, but then July, August, September, he falls off. The MVP chants go away. He's not hitting. And then like, oh, he should have been in the home run derby and it messed up his swing. And it's great now, but when it matters, after the home run derby, if he wins or participates in it and it messes up his swing, then everyone's going to be, you know, up in arms that he shouldn't have done it. So I don't know. I wouldn't see him in it. Just kind of keep it floating. If he wants to continue with his MVP season, then, you know, I have him not participate in it and just kind of pass up on it.
So I have to look back now at the numbers. I think he was in it his first year here. Wasn't he in it in 2022?
Yeah, he did not. He didn't do good, I don't think.
I don't think he did well in the Derby, but I don't remember it affecting him afterwards.
No.
I just think he hits home runs. I mean,
I think that's mythical.
Yeah, well, I think it actually affects guys that aren't home run here. Like Alec Bohm may have affected him. Sean, what's your guess for us for Hughes Clues?
I heard Dixon Buc-ee's. I'm going to stay in the food chain. I'm going to go Wawa.
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 Is it that it, Hugh?
No.
Oh, it's not it. Sean, appreciate
good
the
guess,
phone
though.
Call. You know, actually, sometimes you give out clues that don't generate, like people are really confused. I wouldn't say today is it. People are guessing
chains. They're on point with this.
They're just upset you didn't give them a more pointed clue. You're like, because there's a lot of chains.
Yeah, because like Jay's right. I didn't say a store. I just kind of said a chain.
And you thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you really.
I did. I apologize. That's the only time I'm going to apologize to you. I better record it. I apologize for that because I didn't. I was too busy trying to be funny, and I didn't give this specific clue.
Wow.
Yeah, first.
Comedian Douglas over here.
Yeah, I was like, because I just.
And the crowd's booing.
I'd like rent-free people here, man. That's like awesome.
Just another thing on the Harper thing.
Yep.
So he has put me in a position where I do have to shave my head now because he got up to 260.
Yeah.
Quick.
Really quick.
It happened in a week.
But that's what I wanted to bring up because Jack posted his numbers since he shaved his head.
Yes.
And this is why Harper, I think, is still a better hitter than Schwarber because he has the ability to go on tears like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a short period of time, but he could sustain this for an extended period of time. His average could end up going up to like 280.
Wait a minute. Somebody else
in another week or two.
Can I get some power out of Bryce Harper, please?
Sure, you will.
Somebody needs to apologize to Bryce Harper, too, while we're talking about
Yeah, Hugh does.
Not me.
Who's apologizing to Bryce Harper?
Your boy.
Who's that?
John Clark.
John Clark? Why? What'd John Clark do?
Bryce shaved his head. Clark tweeted it. And after the first night, he goes, but it didn't work.
John, that's a quick trigger.
But wait, he was just reacting to that night. It didn't work the first night. I'm defending John Clark on this.
No, it did work.
He's hit 435, 522 slugging, and you want power out of him. He's got a 1,039 OPS.
Of all the people that should know, you shouldn't do that. It's John Clark.
But he was referencing that night. It didn't work that night.
That's big-time pledge activity from Clark, by the way.
I appreciate that. John Clark took the pledge. You
did. He did not take the pledge.
Obviously, he did.
I took the pledge.
You did not take the pledge.
John Clark, you owe him an apology.
No, John, do not apologize to Bryce Harper. Don't do that.
He's probably in Colorado, right? He's in Colorado.
I don't know where John Clark is, but he better not apologize to Bryce
Harper. Wherever he is, he needs to apologize.
Tweet at him, Hugh.
I'm going to tweet him. Tweet him and say,
I'm going to do it. 215-592-9494. By the way, coming up at noon today in studio, Paul Jolovitz. Me and Jolly go head-to-head on debate days here on WIP. We had some debates in the afternoon. You participated in one of the debates yesterday, right?
Did I?
Oh, yeah, yes, backing into a parking space. I did that this morning, by the way.
Hold on. You called into the afternoon show.
Listen.
How do you not remember this? It's yesterday.
With you, man.
Joe, you You ask me how to remember this? You're asking a question that you already know the answer to. Like, you know how my mind works.
I know, but you looked at me like I had three heads when I said you participated in a debate
I didn't know that's what that was, though. What do you think they're doing? I just thought he was asking me a question. I didn't know we were debating. Because it really wasn't a debate, because he got mad, and I told him why I did it.
You thought they wanted to casually call you to talk about backing into parking
spaces. I really did.
For no reason.
Well, you had
so oblivious.
So they were debating whether or not you should back into parking spots, right?
Well, no, they were like, "Why do you do it?" Spike's thing was, "Are you trying to make a getaway? Or are you robbing the bank?" And I'm like, "No,
yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all."
Well,
to be
honest, for me,
feels overrated.
It's easier to back into.
Yeah,
a parking
I get
space.
The truck thing.
Yeah, it's just easier to back into.
Like, why do you
space.
Need to back in?
You don't need to. I backed into the parking space at Citizens Bank Park because that I do want to make a getaway.
Well, that's a little different because you got a lot of traffic moving in and out. Okay,
I actually did it this morning too.
So you're a backer inner.
Well, no, it was
back
just
that thing
today.
Up.
I actually
like
noticed the parking space was behind me as I pulled ahead of it. So it just was. It ended up being more convenient for me to just make the I'm a good enough driver where I can just do it in one. It takes me 10 seconds.
Now we're bragging.
Yeah. I mean, well, I feel like that's what this is about. Like,
some people get mad about
If you're worried about backing in and how long it takes you, you're just not good enough at backing in.
It just seems like extra work.
It's really not at all. It's turning the wheel basically the same way. You're just putting the car in reverse.
Yeah, that's it.
Extra work is you moving the gear.
Would you say there's more thinking involved in just pulling in or backing in?
In a truck is more pulling in because it's the truck, it's the angles.
I got you.
You know, so if I turn the corner and I back to if I pull my truck in, more than likely the back end of my truck is real close to the car that's next to me. So it's just a little bit easier to back it in.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that. Even if you want to say it's less thinking, it's not that much less thinking.
I understand it.
At all.
I understand the truck thing. I understand if you do it once in a while. There are people out there, though, who make it their personality to back it, to do it everywhere.
Yes.
That feels a bit much.
It's really not.
I back in everywhere.
Well, you have the truck.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all.
Well, I mean, it was a debate day topic.
I will park on the curb, too.
We debated dumber things.
Park on the curb?
I would jump the curb in my truck. Like, say, how are you in a parking space, and if somebody's really close, I'll park on the curb.
Curb?
Yeah.
Nah, we can't do that.
No, I think the biggest crime in a parking lot is parking a little bit over the line so that nobody can park next to you.
See, that's another thing. I don't like, because my truck takes up the whole space.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure I do that every morning.
Some people purposely park like cockeyed because they want it. They
want to try to keep another car from parking.
They want to muscle somebody out of another space. Yeah. That's
bad people.
Especially here in this parking arena.
Well, in the city.
No, I'm talking about in our parking garage.
Oh, people do that here?
We have people that we work with.
You're calling out specific people.
I ain't going to say no names.
I know.
But if you entice me to, maybe.
I'm not going to do that. We're not going to call our coworkers on the air.
Some of our coworkers need to slow their roll, though. Like, for real. They need to check that track record.
Why don't you slow yours?
Okay.
215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call is coming up on the other side. At 12 o'clock in studio, Paul Jolovitz. The question is, should I have an espresso before Jolly vs. Chilia?
Yes.
Okay, should I get caffeined up?
Yes.
All beamed up? Or I'm going to go get coffee here. I'm going to get all beamed up. And Jolly and I are going to go head-to-head on Andrew Painter, his usage, his future here, what the Phillies should do with them for best purpose for this season to win the World Series. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Gut feeling on the Tush Push. And we're debating the best hitter on the Phillies. Who is it? Like right now. In this moment. I would say every moment from the day Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies until sometime last year, it was not even a debate. It was just 2019, Bryce Harper, 2020, Bryce Harper, 20. Every year. It's changed for me. Now I look at it and I say the best hitter on the Phillies is Kyle Schwarber, who had his 300th home run last night. Where do you come down, Schwarber or Harper? And a second clue. For Hughes Clues.
I know they can't wait.
They can't wait. $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco. Plus, we'll get to someone who thinks it won't matter much either way if the Tush Push is banned. That's next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.